This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This could be interesting. The segment is Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, although Tolo Ryan said we're playing the 1-10 and 1 Texans. The segment should be Cowboys win because, Cowboys win because.
I like that idea.
Okay.
By the way, Sean Sharif did tweet out LOSING, Kevin, regarding our current status with the charity auction. So we are losing by $1.
They're like the Baker Mayfield of this competition, as they stunk it up most of the time and then needed a miracle at the last second to take one lead.
Well,
but they did get it. They're ahead 2001 to 2000.
Can I donate $2 to pump that up to $2002?
That is a good question.
I will gladly give the $2. To our current bidder.
What I would love is one of our rich people that believes in charity for charity's sake.
Yep.
Calling in at 877-881-1053. You get to hang out in the Bay with us. You'll also get access to all the live auctions, the silent auctions, the Bowling for Soup concert. We will have Taylor Hearn. We will have Brad Leland from Friday Night Lights. And obviously, we will be the most fun Bay out there.
Bay.
And we're losing the competition right now, and we want to do Jared proud.
Mm-hmm.
So, sucking for charity.
Yeah, that was what Sean said.
Yes, that was a real thing that really happened.
We just want to win.
Absolutely.
That's really the big factor.
So if if you really just don't like Sean for scoreboarding all of us, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to show him. I don't care how the money comes in. I'm fine with that as well. If they're like, I'm calling in because of spite, I'm like, great. We'll take the money for Jared's charity, all the same.
And from the 682, can I just send y'all $25 to contribute to the other Tolo?
Man, that would be a great bit if we just gathered money and they're like, oh, Sean and RJ won. And we're like, hey, guess what? And we got with the people that won our Bay and we're like, we're part of this group together. Bam!
Cash right on the table.
USA's about to play.
Nope, Mike. Are they?
No, not in the World Cup. And if they are, I have terrible news for you. They're not going to advance out of the knockout round.
Netherlands decided that they forfeited.
Uh-huh.
And USA stayed around just in case. They make you stay until the next game is played just in case.
None of that is true, but thank you nonetheless. So Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, or for the very first time ever, you can double up on Cowboys win because.
All right, Cowboys win because they are a better team. All right, like they're the
very LeSean McCoy of you.
The
so
Texans,
far. Isn't
the,
that LeSean McCoy on Fox Sports quits talking, and you're just like, hey, do more.
Yeah, there's
now
the,
you're gonna now I put pressure on you to do more.
The linebackers aren't good. They can't tackle. The defensive line can't get pressure on the quarterback. The Texans defense, they have Stingley, and this is actually
is he good to go?
I had a conversation with a Texans fan who's a very close friend of mine, and even when he is good to go, they play him in zone coverage, and
is
he's
it Landry Locker?
No, a friend of mine who's just a fan. They play him in zone coverage when he's a press cornerback. Like, he's a man cornerback. And they're like, hey, we're going to put you in zone. He's not great for it. Petrie's good. He's a good safety for a rookie. Like, he's probably the best player they have on the defensive side of the ball aside from Stingley. But their linebackers and defensive front are not good. The Cowboys can pretty much do, they can push them around. They can do what they want. That's the Cowboys win because their offense can do whatever they want against this defense if they really put their mind to it.
Are you going Cowboys lose because or doubling the win?
I will let y'all roll through Cowboys win because before I give you
my
other thought.
Cowboys lose because first.
Oh, wow.
Shocking.
First, somehow they don't make it to the game. Second, I'll be honest. Uh-huh. They have to lose the turnover battle by four or more.
Okay.
So let's just say Houston gets four turnovers to zero. Because I don't even care. If it's 3-0 or 4-1, I still think the Cowboys win. I think they can overcome losing the turnover battle by three. If they lose the turnover battle by four or more, Cowboys could be in trouble. Second, Cowboys lose because I guess Damian Pierce, I'm not guessing this, he is eighth overall in rushing yards. He's averaging 4.3, which isn't a great average. Yeah. It's not a bad average, but I guess Damian Pierce rushes for 200 yards. Because let's look at it. And I'll say combined because I don't even know who their backup running back is, to be honest.
Rex Burkhead, baby.
Oh, he's like 87
years
old.
I mean, he's on the team.
I watched him play at Plano when I watched him play against, was it Maddox? Tommy Maddox was the quarterback at LD Bell at the time.
No, he's not that old. What an unnecessary drive-by shot at Rex Burkhead.
All right. Snap! I snapped him.
He's 32. Wow. Yeah.
He is old. Okay. So I would say that Green Bay beat the Cowboys, one, because they ran for 200 yards.
Yep.
Now, it was a combined effort, but they're kind of more of a one-man running team. So I think Pierce has to go for close to 200 or over 200 yards. So two things have to happen. Cowboys turn the ball over four more times, and Houston doesn't turn the ball over really.
Okay.
And then Pierce runs for 200 yards. If those two things happen, then I guess the Cowboys lose because.
Now, on the win because front, when you were talking about how they have a better team, I ran across several things, and I was like, I just have a tough time figuring this out because – Texans have the worst record in the league, longest losing streak in the league, worst point differential in the league, and the second least points scored in the league behind only the Broncos.
Snap!
You snapped on them, bro.
So I will, in the spirit of the game, Cowboys lose because... So Davis Mills is back at starter, right?
Whole lot of neck.
That is a whole lot of neck, isn't it? He has a 29.7 QBR, and if you're thinking that doesn't sound good, it's 30th in the league, so it's not good. However,
two people are worse.
Yes, they are.
Nathan
I know.
Peterman.
And that's why they benched him. But so Davis Mills, who has thrown for 200 yards or less five times this year and only more than 300 yards twice, goes on a heater because he's still furious about being benched for crappy Kyle Allen and decides to make Brandon Cooks and Nico Collins useful for once.
Snap!
Dang.
And throws for more than 350 yards.
Wow.
Which I think is highly improbable, but that is the path to victory I have drawn up for the Houston Texans.
All right. The only way I will go Cowboys lose because the only way that they lose is that the entire team is upset that the canceled Batman movie with Michael Keaton was reportedly going to be Batman Beyond.
What? It's canceled?
And it got canceled. And so the entire team is completely upset.
1991? Dismayed. What are we talking about?
Batman Beyond's the cartoon. Oh.
So in Batman Beyond, the original Batman has to retire and he brings on like a new person
Robin.
To be Batman. No, to be Batman Batgirl. While he operates the control center. The cartoon's really good.
Batgirl.
No, he has a whole stable of
Harlequin.
People. This is so sad. I'm now looking at this, and now I will be distracted like Mike watching Croatian soccer.
So that's what happened is Micah woke up this morning, saw that, and just can't focus for the rest of the week, the weekend as they practice. Because today, I heard Mike McCarthy say this morning, today is where they start practicing how they're going to open the game. Like all the other stuff throughout the week was kind of installing. Today is where they say, okay, here's how we are. This is what we want to open the game like.
I just want you to know, Mike.
You're distraught, huh?
No, I am distraught. I'm also distraught at how much Mike works his way into my brain because this headline says Michael Keaton's new Batman movie scrapped by DC Studios. I thought for sure it said Michael Keaton's new Batman movie snapped by DC Studios.
You did it, Mike. You won. You have
that
won.
That is your fault. I am disappointed for people texting that in.
I did get a tweet from Nathan, who is a huge Texans fan. Cowboys win because they're a much better team. Sack Mills six times. Turn him over four times. Cowboys lose because They take this game for granted and can't stop Pierce in the run game.
And that does seem to be the prevailing sentiment from the 817. Cowboys lose because they get cocky, thinking that they've won already playing the game, and Houston's playing with house money. And then from the 817, I know it's the Texans, but we're still the Cowboys. Anything can happen, y'all.
And I'm being told Nico Collins is out for the game.
Oh, well.
And maybe Cooks isn't playing either.
Yeah, but that, that's why I said make something good of them for once. And Brandon Cooks, that's been a weird situation since the trade deadline when he didn't get traded. Maybe to the Cowboys there's been some he hasn't played, but not necessarily because of injury. So he is a hard fella to predict.
So yeah, man, that's the only way that I see this thing going down that way.
I'm really predicting 42-3. I'll be wrong. I'm always wrong. But 42-3.
I'm going
to
take your 3 points, and I'm going to take Nate Newton's suggested prediction. He already gave a prediction Wednesday, and then after we all gave our predictions, he was like, why didn't we predict this? It's the I-45 matchup, right?
Ooh.
45-0.
Wow.
I mean, they don't even get to midfield, the Texans.
I wonder what's the Cowboys' largest victory ever. If the Cowboys play great,
yeah,
it's very tough to play great against this bad of opponent because you kind of get bored with beating the crap out of them. I think they could win by 50.
You know, and that there
might. It looks like.
I know the Falcons game was in the mix, so it was like being pretty high up there.
That 37-point win against the Vikings is at the top of the list.
That's for road games.
For road games? Yeah. Okay, I'll have to look for the home game. Maybe it was 154-0 or something.
That,
like that
feels unlikely from the 817.
Sounds like Andre Ware at Houston.
Golly.
The Cougars,
and David Klingler or some.
Yeah.
Cowboys win because they made it to the game safely. Cowboys lose because the bus got in a wreck on the way. And I know that is how a lot of people are kind of viewing the way that this game plays out. I'm going to go ahead and say Cowboys win 38-10, which. That's still a 4-touchdown victory. Yeah. It would still beat the spread, which...
I was thinking about giving the Texans as many as 13 points. I can't get past 13 points. I can't see them scoring more than one touchdown.
Right.
Okay. And maybe 2 field goals.
Yeah.
But I
think that's why I capped it off at 10, because I also wonder if, by the way, the spread jumped back up to 17.5. So it started at 14.5, made it as high as 17 before it dipped a little, and now it's all the way back up to 17.5. If you bet $100 on this game on the Texans to win straight up, you'd win $1,150. If such massive upsets are.
So if I bet $1,150, what do I win?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, then you'd win what, like $13,000 or something like that?
That's all I got to do is go bet $1,150. Yeah. I can
on
make
the Texans?
Up.
Yeah. I might facilitate that bet. I'm gonna go ahead and go 38-10. Wanted to do a couple more shout outs on a shout out Friday from the 972. Shout out to 105.3 The Fan. I won the suite tickets yesterday, so
nice. Good for
you. Congratulations.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, you are going to this game courtesy of 105.3 The Fan. And this one is really cool too, from the 214. Shout out to the members of their Facebook craft beer group who have been donating to the Sandlot charity all week. Y'all are awesome. Appreciated. That is very, very cool.
I've been crafting for Christmas time, making presents.
Oh, like food presents, or are you like making other kinds of?
I'm making other things.
Oh, are you going to give us another present? We're going to have to up our game.
I don't want to craft anymore, but it's been fun.
Okay.
Been making Christmas trees.
And then,
what?
Yeah.
Out of pom-poms and styrofoam.
Like cheerleading pom-poms?
No, like the little balls.
Oh, okay.
Christmas trees, eh?
Yeah.
This is interesting. I'll take pictures of them. Oh, yeah,
no,
post it on Instagram.
They're gifts that I'm going to give to family members.
Gotcha.
But I'll take pictures of them and bring them to you on Monday.
Yeah. Outstanding. Or you could just text them to us. From the 214, I'm sorry, that was...
Snap! On my butt!
Wow. That was...
Snapped in Mike's butt.
That was probably too snarky.
You asked for that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. You know what? I was going to ask a question about which teams need more quarterback talent, but in honor of that, we only got a little bit of it. Let's go back to Forgiveness Friday. Who needs to ask you for forgiveness? Who do you need to ask for forgiveness? 877-881-1053. Because we have to get into that Jacksonville, that Jackson State rumor, right? We'll do it all next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.